You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, learn how fake news spreads on social media, even when people know it's not true.
But first, this Friday, a lot of Wisconsinites from all over the state will head out to their favorite eating establishment and indulge themselves in a much-loved Wisconsin tradition, the Friday Night Fish Fry.
And our next guest has been doing this every Friday without fail for more than 3 years. Caleb Westfall joins us now. He hasn't missed a Friday Night Fish Fry since 2014. If you're keeping track, he is. That's 175 consecutive Friday fish fries. He writes about his fish fry outings for the Milwaukee Record. Caleb, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Well, Caleb, I got to ask, did you intend to start out eating a fish fry every Friday and keeping track, or did you just realize you were doing it and rolled with it?
Yeah, I just kind of realized I was doing it after a little while. I moved down to Milwaukee in 2012, and I think that was kind of the impetus for it, but yeah, a year into that, that's when it really started going. So
fish fries, they're all over the place in Wisconsin, but where did you start? Where did you start hitting up your first few or dozen or whatever?
Since I really started this going, you mean? Like in the last couple of years? Yeah, well, just around Milwaukee. Anywhere around Milwaukee is when I started really doing it.
Is there anything in particular you look for from a fish fry? Does it just have to have fish? Because we all know the sides can get mixed up a little. There can be potato pancakes in one place, baked potato or french fries somewhere else. Do you have any rules about what it has to be?
Yeah, like you said, fish is the number one thing. Potato pancakes, when I was growing up, I didn't see those as much up in like the Fox Valley. I'm sure they had them, but I really started doing potato pancakes like every single time. And just as far as the fish fry too, I think just the ambiance of the place that you're at is always really important as well.
Yeah, talk about the ambiance of the various fish fry places you've tried.
Well, I mean, I like to go to places with character. You know, the hole in the wall that's been there forever, a place that the walls kind of talk. You know, but more so than the kind of, you know, stale places downtown that cost a lot more. So I've gone to all kinds of places, yeah.
What about the kind of fish itself? Because that's another place where you get a lot of varieties. Do you have favorites? You know, there's cod, sometimes there's bluegill, sometimes there's trout or haddock. What do you think?
Cod's usually the standard thing people have. But I kind of vary it from that, from perch and walleye. I guess the ideal thing was if they had, like, all-you-can-eat perch, but you never really find that anywhere, so.
There used to be one in Middleton that had, I think it was all-you-can-eat perch, but perch you don't see that much anymore.
No, it's a rarity, yeah.
We're talking to Caleb Westfall from Milwaukee. He's tracking his fish fry streak. He's at 175 consecutive Fridays now. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a Friday night fish fry every night kind of person or family? What is your favorite all-time fish fry in Wisconsin? Did you grow up with the fish fry as a tradition? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Caleb, I understand you sometimes leave the greater Wisconsin area. Are you able to find good fish fry to keep this streak alive elsewhere in the country?
You know, I have so far. I think if you go to a big city, it's usually not that hard. And if you plan ahead, it's not that hard either. So for instance, I was in New York City last year and actually got one at the same location where George Washington gave his farewell address to his troops. It's Francis Tavern, right in New York City. So, you know, I planned that ahead, and I found it pretty easily. And then I was also in New Orleans last year, and it's a lot of seafood down there, so they had something. And I've also been, like, Tennessee has a lot of catfish, so there's, you know, catfish fries. So,
do we know anything about the history of the fish fry?
From what I've gathered with Wisconsin, it's kind of the confluence of a couple different things. For one, there's always this big abundance of fish. So you have, you know, so many lakes in the state, and you have the Great Lakes. So that's part of it. And then you have a lot of these, 19th century European immigrants, such as the German and Polish Catholics that came. And, of course, they had to abstain from meat during Lent. So mainly those two things coming together. Another interesting thing, I think, is during Prohibition, a lot of places had fish just to stay in business. And then I think, you know, some of those places, even under the table, they still had alcohol, too. And so that kind of coming together. Of course, in Milwaukee, there's, you know, alcohol, beer has always been a big part of it as well. So I think that kind of fits into that equation as well. But those are just some of the things that I've read over the years.
Let's bring in our fish fry callers now. Chris starts us off in Columbus. Chris, hi.
Hey, the VFW in Columbus has perch, deep-fried or pan-fried perch. And I'll tell you what, that pan-fried perch is my favorite. It is just like doing shore lunch up in Canada.
Wow. And, Chris, what's on the side?
Baked potato or, baby reds in butter and garlic. Mm. And then I think they make their own coleslaw.
Chris, thanks a lot for that call. And, yeah, Caleb, it's not just restaurants. Do you hit the, the church basements during Lent, or do you go to the VFWs?
Yeah, I've done Legion Halls, church basements, cultural centers, things like that. Because during Lent, it really expands the amount of places that has them, you know. So.
Well, thanks a lot for that call. And we go next to John joining us in Green Bay. John, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I like a place here in Green Bay called Bars Grove, and there's another hot ticket, the Redwood Inn.
The Redwood Inn, and what was the first one again?
Bars Grove in Howard.
Okay.
And we go almost every Friday, but sometimes I'll have their perch. They even have it on Saturday now because it's so popular. And Wednesday, and up here it's perch, a lot of perch, and you can get bluegills sometimes on Wednesdays and smelt. But
smelt.
I've seen the same people in there for 20 years. They come every week.
Wow, what a tradition, John. Thanks a lot for that. And John's hitting a lot of the fish that you like there, Caleb. A lot of perch up in Green Bay. So what about those options there? And smelt, are you seeing smelt?
Not too often. I have had it. I'm trying to think where, but I don't see it that often around Milwaukee.
Thanks a lot for that call. Mark joins us next in Eau Claire. Mark, hi. Are you there,
hi.
Mark?
Yes, I was just wondering if you've found any places that have a lighter batter that really adheres to the fish.
Oh, yeah, it's all in the batter, Caleb. What are some of the best batters you've encountered on a fish?
Off the top of my head, I specific, you know, batters, best places, I don't know. I know some of the places that I've liked the best overall. There's a place called Randy's Neighbor's Inn in West Dallas. And, sometimes you get all-you-can-eat type of places where the fish isn't that good, but this place is all-you-can-eat for, like, $8.95, and it's really good fish, too. So, I can't think of any specific batter options otherwise.
Thanks for that, Mark. And, Caleb, yeah, I was going to ask, does it start to become a blur when you've done 175 consecutive Fridays?
Yeah, on one hand, I think it does. On the other hand, I think you become more picky, too, or, more aware of things. Like, you'll be eating the coleslaw, which something you probably wouldn't even pay attention to, I wouldn't have a couple of years ago. And now I'm, like, kind of snobbish about it. And I can, stand back and look at myself like, oh, okay. But it does become a blur at some point. But I'm not sick of it at all. So.
All right. How about one more call here? We've got Tina with us in Walworth. Tina, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Number one fish fry in Walworth County, voted multiple years, Village Supper Club on Delavan Lake in Delavan.
Ah, Village Supper Club on Delavan Lake in Delavan. What do you like about it, Tina?
Well, for one, I work there. We've been having guests.
Full disclosure.
This is our 50th year, and we have guests that have been coming with their parents, grandparents, and it still looks the same. They use their mother's recipe for a lot of the different things on the menu. So it's just a tradition in Wisconsin.
Tina, terrific. Thank you for calling. And do you think that's what it comes down to, Caleb, in a way? I mean, the fish is delicious, but is it also the tradition that we really like when we go out for a fish fry?
Yeah, that's probably the number one thing. I mean, it takes you back to times when you were a kid doing it and just how it's, it's a pretty special thing in Wisconsin. You don't see it everywhere else, so it's kind of tradition and people coming together and community and all those types of things. So,
well, we leave it there, Caleb. Happy eating, happy Friday fish fries to you.
All right, same to you. Thanks a lot.
That's Caleb Westfall, Friday Fish Fry enthusiast and a contributing writer at Milwaukee Record.
You can keep sharing your favorite fish fries. Send us a message on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.